اللہ عز و جل سیزن قرآن کریم یا ایھا الذین آمنوا لا یسخر قوم من قوم عسى ان یکونوا خیرا منہم ولا نساء من نساء عسى ان یکن خیرا منہم ولا تلمزوا انفسکم ولا تنابزوا بالالقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الایمان وَمَن لَّمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. O you who believe, one group of you should not mock at another group. It may be that they are better than them, and neither should women mock at other women. It may be that they are better than them. And do not vilify one and another, nor call each other by offensive titles. It is bad to use impious names after he has believed, and those who do not repent, they are from amongst the transgressors. In this ayah karima, it is made clear and obvious that one should refrain from keeping bad names, the names that do not have good meanings, or they identify on some bad attributes and qualities of a person. There is hadith mubarakah in Bahqi Sharif that Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is the right of the children upon the father that he should give good names to the children and teach them good character, good akhlaq. In this hadith mubarakah, it is learnt that to give good name is not just a custom. Indeed, it is the Sharia and religious based responsibility which the Deen has imposed upon the father or upon the elders in the family. There's another hadith mubarakah, and it is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that amongst your names, the most beloved names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. In other words, in this hadith mubarakah we learn that those names which are related directly to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes those names more than other names. And Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood report from Hazrat Abu Darda رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that on the day of judgment you will be called through or via your father's names or your forefather's names, so therefore keep good names. So when the call comes on the day of judgment, it must sound pious, it must sound good, and it must have good meaning. Imam Abu Dawood reports from Abi Wahab Jashmi radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, keep the names on the names of the prophets alayhi wa sallam. And by Allah, the good names amongst the names are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. And the true names are Harith and Humam. And Harab and Murra are the bad names. So in this hadith mubarakah, we learn a very important principle. The principle is that if the name has a good meaning, that name is good. And if the name has a bad meaning, then that name is bad.